very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 28th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the world's number one sport, soccer. And of course, the focus is on the match between Zimbabwe and Swaziland that was played at the National Sports Stadium this afternoon in Harare.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
First half, it was a good game, but I think the coach was a bit cautious. He was allowing his players to enter so much danger. Also, the inexperienced player who is very good in the local league was failing to impress. His substitution on the second half, for Kamabilia, completely changed the face of the game in favor of our Warriors. And the team started to gel with the introduction of Kama. It was a very, very good encounter witnessed at the next aspect today. Oh, the fans were very... The mood in Harare right now is a party mood. The fans were overjoyed. They were thrilled. You could actually see that people were longing for this. This had happened a long time ago. And as I speak right now, everywhere in Harare, people are partying. They are celebrating. They're celebrating the mood all over the capital city. And we are happy. This was a very big, a huge win. And we just hope this win, if we keep the momentum, we should go to Gabon.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the game that the great Pele called the world's most beautiful game. Of course, we are talking about soccer. And our focus tonight is on the match between Zimbabwe and Swaziland.
And of course, Zimbabwe beat Swaziland 4-0 at the National Sports Stadium today to open a 3-point lead at the top of Group L. The other teams in the group are Malawi and Guinea.
Of course, the match between Malawi and Guinea will be played tomorrow. As it is, like Gibbs said, Zimbabwe is leading. It's on 8 points, followed, of course, by Swaziland, which has 5 points. And Guinea and Malawi are the other two teams at the bottom. They actually drew on Friday, which means they are on 2 points. So it's Guinea on 2 points, Malawi on 2 points. Swaziland remains on 5 after the draw with Zimbabwe on Friday. It was a 1-1 draw in Swaziland. But Zimbabwe is now leading with 8 points, Gibbs.
That's good news for Zimbabweans, I guess.
Good
and
news,
people
indeed.
Are celebrating. According to Fabian, one of the soccer, your supporters, he was saying people are celebrating in Harare, and I guess all over the country.
Indeed.
Because people love sport. You still remember the Dream Team, the Fabish team. It was one of the most followed teams in Zimbabwe. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kulaba ngomdlalo wenguqu. Sizwile ke ukuthi iZimbabwe ichaya iSwaziland 4-0. Siyakwazi ukuthi 4-0 phela. Ungazani phela nxa ungachaya 4-0 awusekho egameni. Ungazani kade bedlala bodwa nje. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi bekunjani kula ngapho eHarare, bekunjani kula ngapho koBulawayo. Zonke indawo zeZimbabwe kambe lithini ngomdlalo lowo. Lakhona ngapho eSouth Africa lingasifonela sicoqeni nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Asi pompele void.
Hongu hama wadiwa nasi tlauti tinge tichitarisa nezwe mtambo we nabvu apo Zimbabwe nasi yashura mare ku National Sports Stadium ikadambura yo Swaziland 4-0 vanwisa zvibodzwa ndi Musona kuchizotiwo Costa namo inesu Matthew Risike chekupedzisira chibodzwa chikamiswa na Kama Billiard mutambo urikunzi wanakidza zvikuru sei zvikuru mu second half. Saka vadiwa vateereri takunzwa kuti muri kuonawo sei zvabuda pamutambo iwoyo weZimbabwe neSwaziland. Gibbs.
singazike ukuthi iZimbabwe yagcina nini ukuthi wine 4 yakhumbula izichayi South Africa ebafana bafana yayichaya sibe ngescore ezingu 4 kodwa lezi ezingu 4 phela namhlanje ziyamangalisa ngoba kudala yakugcina khona kwabantu bayadaba ukuthi lokhu kwenzakele blessing ungalulani khona.
I think we are still trying to get our guests, Gibbs, but of course we can continue with our review of the match that was played at the National Sports Stadium this afternoon. Zimbabwe beating Swaziland 4-0. This is a huge, huge, huge win for Zimbabwe after the two teams drew 1-0 in Swaziland on Friday. And many soccer supporters, Gibbs, were not very happy with the 1-1 draw because they think Swaziland is still, you know, a lightweight when it comes to soccer. But many are saying actually it is playing very well. Even the mighty Nigeria drew their 1-1, you know, to show that Swaziland, it's not, you know, there are no pushovers at all. Small teams. You know, every match you have to be put up a 5-star performance.
It has to be like a cup final, you know?
Indeed, indeed. Yes. Otherwise, you will lose.
Let's get some of the messages that were posted by people on Facebook. And one of them is from Baida Moyo Bakare, who says, I really loved the combination of the players. Then we've got Jasman, who writes, thanks very much, guys. You played very well. And to Coach Pasua, thank you so much as well. And then we've got Farai Mundoka, who writes, go Warriors, go. We love this kind of soccer. 2017, here we come. And then we've got Robert Masiwa, who says, we'll always win. This is great news for us. A win for us is a very great chance for us to go to the champion, to the finals. And then we've got Chakaba Fira, who says, what a nice day for Zimbabwe. We love this kind of game. Then we've got Nison Makumba, who writes, go Warriors, go. We love the Warriors. And then he writes again, Warriors, oh yeah. I think this guy was enjoying himself, right? And then we've got Thomas, Thomas, who writes, go Warriors, go. We know that we can always win anytime. And the same message is from Dine Kahari, who says, go Warriors, go. I think you still remember that kind of song, right? Then Charity Katsira writes, the combination was very good. Go Warriors, go. So the song is, go Warriors, go.
Go Warriors. Yes. Go Warriors, go.
Yeah, you know it,
was,
right?
I do. Excellent. Tine mutereri wedu mkutanga. Vatwa downs vabora mberi. Makadi.
Makadi mwa brezi, makadi igogo.
Aiwa, kuno kurinani. Parise pa Zambia hapa.
Ndiwenda kutunduma ku Tanzania. Na azi makoro koto weduwe.
Murikuenda ku Tanzania, saka masuka papi manji.
Apa ndi asawa le 40 kezu suka patunduma pa boda.
Oh, pa boda. Saka mchiri Muzambia, mchienda ku Tanzania.
Ku Tanzania, ndi Muzambia side ya hapa. Ndi suka pa boda Zambia
hapa. Vakomana vadandisa ka?
Ndokutende nekuti pa nekuti zisa. Vakomana ngawara mba kadaro bora harineti. Ngawango gazire bora oruwa bora mberi.
Manga mchitarisira here kuti vanokunda nezvibodzwa zvakawanda kudai.
I was a good one. Aiwa ndira kurinzo kuti tatombotowina kumushesha tatombotowina kudhara tatombotowina ndo nama Facebook. Ndasa zvatatowina kudhara ipapa.
Handiti aiwa vakomana vawina iwo 4-0 vanwisa ndi knowledge musona agoisa penalty kuchiti kuchibva kwa ya Costa namo inesu Matthew Rusike na Kama Billiard.
Hai poramberita ora indo ndiporamberi iyo.
Handiti aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ukangaita bora munifonera mukoma hamurongo nitsvaka ndiri papa apa.
Aiwa tinotokufonera ichete.
Ataura mukoma randi bora mberi.
Handiti. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Okay, maita basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's He wants to call himself Boma Borambeiri, you know, and he's saying that he's really excited that the Warriors did beat Swaziland at home by 4-0. He's saying, you know, these home matches, you must put up your best performance. Otherwise, you won't progress anyway in the African safari. So home matches, you know, you should win by any means necessary.
What we know about home matches is that you'll be having millions of coaches, right?
Exactly.
Some of them, you know how they always see things. So, but people are happy today.
People are that, happy, something you happened. Can tell.
Yes, yes. So, more messages coming on Facebook. And this message is from Joel Makotose, who says, "Go Warriors, go." Then we've got Chrissy Marabini Baloyi, who writes, "At least we won. Thank you so much, boys, and the coach." And then Clement Ndlovu writes, "We are behind you, Warriors. Go, Warriors, go." Then Taimo says, "Great job. Come June, we're going to make it." And then Albert writes, "Go, Warriors, go." And then Clement also writes, "I'm very happy about this win." So everybody is just happy, and people really enjoy this kind of result, you know?
Oh, I'd say that Matthew Rusike, it's actually Evans Rusike, who scored for Zimbabwe. And BBC is reporting here that AFCON 2017, that's the headline. Zimbabwe crushed Swaziland to pull clear. Zimbabwe swept aside Swaziland 4-0 in their 2017 Africa Cup of Nations Group L qualifier on Monday. The hosts, who ended 1-1 draw in Swaziland on Friday, dominated the return match in Harare to move 3 points clear at the top of the table. That's BBC there reporting on African soccer, of course. Tinamkoma Gerald, Varku Bechnaf, Magadimkoma Gerald.
Aiwa
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gerald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa, no problem. Tinokufonerai mukoma Gerald. Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard Gerald there from Bechnaf Bridge in Manicaland. And he's saying, you know, he's happy that the Warriors did beat Swaziland 4-0. But the tactics, you know, he's saying they should learn to play what we call tiki-taka.
Yeah,
you know, the way Brazil plays football. I mean, Brazil or Barcelona. You know, he's saying that is what the Warriors must actually do, passing the ball without hitting the ball in the air, you know. the tactics is saying Pasua must change the tactics.
I guess Arsenal is playing that kind of soccer as well. It's debatable anyway. But see, this is okay. Umnomzalo Suwela. Osekunga lapha ke blessing. Baba Suwela, ungawutshona njani? Baba Suwela, uyangizwa? Yeah.
Yebo, ngitshona njani?
Hayi, sitshona kahle. Ungathini ngama Warriors?
Ngithanda ukutshayela uKristo Pasua ihlombe yase abafana nxa behlohla so amabhora ayifuka ukuza i-dream team yane ka-Reinhard Fabisch. Uyakhumbula sidlala nabafana eGcoza ngo-1992 sibatshaya 4-1 oGipite lapha bebuya befiwa kuSlas 4 Stadium. ICameroon ababeyitsho ilo Roger Miller yafika ngokubula ngesikhathi sikaFabisch sibatshaya. Uyaze ngikhumbuze imbali emnandi talent eZimbabwe likhona. Njalo ngithanda ukutshayela la imnumzane uthila ukhayani usengena lapho ungene la mamega sihle.
Kodwa ubona ngazane asombize ephonga ululuma ezagcine ichithe kanje.
Ngoba ngumbiko waphonga ululuma kodwa ke engithanda ukuthi ke ngangisabalandeli bezimbabwe ukuthi ngeZimbabwe nxa yenze okuhle asilandelenini ngoba these days there is no team. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi i-Swaziland yayadiwa ne-Nigeria nxa ngaphamba i-Swaziland yoze-White Eagles. So these days angisenda mtonane eboring, people are trying to play in a powerful way in football. Bona gani bazamile abafana ukuhlohla amagozi anjalo i-Swaziland and easy team. I think if you can encourage them sibafisele okuhle next year Capricorn, we can try to do something. It means of course i-practice nokuthi uba uKaristo Pasua akudinga i-technical advice kube nje le-work of coaches so that at least yazisike sibe nama those shoes yakhuza uyakhumba ukuthi uFabisch wayehamba kwi-GP idlala abantu babebuthana empilweni ngakhona ngangabona ibhola ngiyalithanda mfowethu ngabe ngiyabona ale ngidlala inumber 6
ngiyakuzwa sibili ya so kodwa-ke ubona zani ukhona ongakukhuluma nje utshela abantu ukuthi kumele kwenziweni pho ebholeni la.
Hayi, ebholeni lapha ngibona yani into engenzakala i-government ayinjekthe a lot of money ukubhoosta ama-players ethu kuthi-ke lama-private companies you know singanika i-government umlando lapho abantu ku-private sector asisupporteni into elibhora obhizinisi lelabo sifake likubhila nxa mkhona omunzima kuthengisa ukuthi phela supporta i-wonderful jeri ithi ibhora phela iyathandeka so asiyi-changeni inkonotyana kungabi ne-corruption kuzifayo nokube ne-good administration lapho ama-supporters sibe silethu isikhuluka sikhetha amameda aphize i-warriors etuwa.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Suwela. So nxa kule nguqu ufone siyabe silokho sikufonela kungaungapheliyo wenze njalo bawo.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mntu omdala.
Hayi, sibongele kakhulu eSuwela bawo. Yeah, that was Mr. Suwela. He says, you know, the team reminds him of the Dream Team, you know. He says, during a Fabisch time, as you can still remember, Cameroon had a torrid time, you know, in trying to beat Zimbabwe. We had Egypt, we had South Africa, and all those strong teams. You still remember during Roger Miller's time.
Yep.
It was the time when Fabisch was, you know, the mentor of the National Warriors. So then he says there's a lot of talent in Zimbabwe, but maybe Pasua needs a technical advisor. He says because of the standard of play. He says he can perfect it somehow and maybe the team can play better. And he further said that government should invest, government and the private sector should actually invest a lot of money in soccer. Even if you can give a little bit of money, it's okay. Right? So this is okay. Umnumzana Rapson Mwale, ukututhini kona ngale South Africa. Baba Mwale?
Yebo.
Yeah, ungathini khonapho ngokwenzakala okwenzakale lamdla ebhoreni?
Sijabule kakhulu bengiyibuka lapha igemo kwi-TV. Hhayi, ngithokoze kakhulu, ungikhumbuze mpela izikhathi zikaFabisch. Kodwa-ke ngibona ukuthi iZimbabwe siqale ukudlala kahle ngenxa yokuthi kutyintshwe khona upresident wafaka omusha lapho kuzifa. Ungani unguye obuye loguquko oluhle nje ngoba abafana sebeqala ukudlala mpela okubonakalayo. Ngoba nalapha eSouth Africa kuhlala kukhulunywa mpela ukuthi iZimbabwe lebhola elihle kodwa inkinga i-administration yayo.
Kodwa akusomlilo nje ophonga uvungama nje ukuthi akusoze kuchitshe.
Hhayi, asiboni. Asiboni ngoba lapho eSwazini badlala kuchukuti uyabona ma inhlanhla vele ngekho kuwe kule ukuthi inhlanhla namhle kuwe kusasa komunye so ngabe sasile vele silenhlanhla kwakufuze season ayi 3 points bona eswazile
aha kodwa kula bribery phakathi
no I bribery liyana kwaba into nje ayikhulunywa ngayo kodwa angibona ukuthi yayikhona mina angiboni ya angiboni ikuphazamisa nje just national team kunabantu vele abangathandiyo phela into enhle
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mwale yes siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile baba
nami ngibonge kakhulu
yeah emwale baba so that was Mr. Mwale is saying that maybe the new president of Zifa changed a lot of things and he says everyone is happy you know
yeah let's go to our sports analyst Mbuzi wetu not Muzondi Womgadza Mbuzi wetu we are failing to get in touch with him unfortunately we have serious problems with phones are to Harare, but our listeners in Harare, please keep trying. We are having problems. But we have Muzondi Womgadza, former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper. Muzondi, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. The good news is that Zimbabwe beat Swaziland by 4-0 after drawing 1-1 in Swaziland last week. Your take?
Yeah, well, it's a big congratulations. Congratulations, but I have to go to Callisto and the team. It's good news that they've won the game after a few criticism that has come across from all sectors, football lovers actually that have criticised the performance that happened a few days ago in Switzerland. So it's good news. It's good news. Congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm. And our last caller, they were saying maybe Callisto needs a technical advice.
That's where the problem arises as well. I think all these those people that will be included. What exactly does it pertain? I mean, to say it's a technical advisor. The technical advisor in the end will start meddling with with a lot of things, and then I've seen the setup before in Zimbabwe, and it didn't happen because technical advisors tend to want to take over. So I don't know if the technical advisor is somebody who knows his just job description to who will stick with the job description. Then yeah, it's a good idea, but personally, I don't think it's something that is needed.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, what we know, Mr. Mkasa, is that today Zimbabweans are very, very happy. But tomorrow, when the team is beaten by Malawi at home, they are going to clash with Malawi at home. They'll tell Pasua to go. That's the story for Zimbabwe. Why is it like, we are happy today, tomorrow is a different story? What do you think?
It's very disappointing, to say the least. I mean, it's a game of football. You're talking 11 versus 11 men that are out there to win, regardless whether they're home or away. That shouldn't be ignored by our fans, Zimbabwe as a whole, including myself as a fan. But it's wrong. We should accept the defeat as much as we accept our winning. Yeah, that's how I can only look at it and say we have to learn to lose the games, graciously. I know it's never easy to lose a game graciously, but we have to learn to check defeats as well as winning. So that's how it should be, it should be.
Thank you so much, Zondiwa. Please do stay on the line. There's breaking news there, Gibbs. You see, they are saying Capitol Hill is on lockdown. That's not very far from where we are, 2 minutes away. We hope everything is there. They say they are saying there's a security threat. We don't know what's happening there. Let's look at some of the matches that were played today in the AFCON 2017 qualifiers. Equatorial Guinea 0, Mali 1. Then Central African Republic 2, Madagascar 1. And then, of course, Zimbabwe 4, Swaziland 0. The matches that were played yesterday, Congo 1, Zambia 1, Benin 4, South Sudan 1, and Botswana 2, Comoros 1, and Mozambique 0, Ghana 0, Kenya 0, Guinea-Bissau won. Those were some of the matches that we played today and yesterday. Ngoman.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke Isaac Mpofu osecingweni kula ngale ke South Africa. Baba Mpofu, wa utshona njani?
Unjani tuwe?
Nompile kunjani mfowethu?
Ah ndoda ntakwazi ehlo ukungifonela nje mkhaya.
Awu mkhaya wami uyabona awusafoni, so angikhohlwa.
Hayi, ngenye imini ngabe ngilaleli lokuzweni mkhaya abanye ukuthi bathini yabona.
Wo wena suzilalelela iSABC lokunye sukhohle iStudio 7 Pofu. Cala, cala pu.
Lalela ngilalela ngisuku zonke ngakutshela ukuthi ngingafoni bathini abantu kuthiwani. Kodwa ke mkhaya angithi welina unika abanye ama-chance ungahlali ufona ngisuku zonke yabona.
Hayi, lapha yimi ngilecala ye Mpofu nyaqolisa. Phosela kuba.
Toyi number yami mele uhlalulayo la emini nje unjinte nje sixoxe mkhaya.
Hayi utsho kahle. Nasi ngitshanisi.
Kunjani?
Hayi impilo kakhulu Mpofu. Yi nasi ngitshanisi phosela kuba.
Lalela hayi lati sijabule kakhulu. Ngijabule kakhulu.
So nxa ujabule kakhulu yey kube.
Kumnandi vele ekhaya ma kuhambe kahle uyabona mfowethu yonke into noma kunamanxeba adlula kancane ukuthi no kusho ukuthi manje kukhona into elungayo.
Kodwa ubona kani kulunga kanganani ngombono wakho? Kuyalunga yini?
Hayi uzolunga, that's why ubona sile 8 point. Kuyabonakala ukuthi lo baba ungene manje uvula kula lapho ufuna ukuya khona kule yinye into ofuna ukuyenzela mhlambe iZimbabwe. Enye into esithayayo Dube ngumkhonomi wasekhaya uyabona. Ya uyasithaya ngoba abafana kwena ngokuthi uyedlala ulambile akumnandi abanye abantu besuthu yabo.
Bo singathi kubeka.
Abengisathi lo baba lo ongenile lalesi staff abasintshileyo mhlambe laphana kube upresident omutsha naye ubuye ngamaplani amanye mhlambe naye abafana ubathembise something ukuthi madoda ngimali ngadlala so lidlalela ilizwe leni umphumela ulapha lalapha lanezikhwameni zenu mhlambe kuzofika lokhu lalokhu abafana babona ukuthi no kuyezwakala mana siye khona ngoba manje akuzange kuhluphe lokuthi kutholakale ukuthi kula aeroplane bahambisayo badileyile ukuhamba uyabona bahambe masinyane eSwaziland bapushile laba bapushe khona.
Hayi uyayibeka kuhle sibili kodwa ubona zani kuyagcina ngaphi khonokho?
No mina mana sibone iMalawi iMalawi njengoba nibuya ekhaya ngicabanga ukuthi mayize ekhaya izochaywa vele iMalawi mabe ngayichaya iMalawi ekhaya bephinde beyichaya le kubo ngabe sengile themba ukuthi next year siyabe sibuke into ebonakalayo lathi sikhona phakathi.
Awuboni ke uyazwakala sibili ukuthi uyayithanda ama-Warriors kakhulu.
Ye ngiyawathanda mfowethu, uyazi ukuthi enye into engiyithanda ukuphakamisa nje iflag yakini. Kumnandi lokhwa.
Hayi siyakuzwa. Empofu mbokile kakhulu Mpofini.
Ndoda ngiyabonga, hayi ngiphinda mandube mngani wami ungangilahli.
Hayi angikulahlanga, zaza njalo baba. Angikulahlanga baba.
Okay mfowethu, hayi alright, ngiyabonga.
Mbongile kakhulu ye. So that is Mr. Pofu in South Africa. You know, he says we've forgotten about him, you know. And he says he's been sending numbers. We're not calling him. He wasn't too impressed. Yeah. But he says, anyway, he got in today. So he says, you know, maybe Mr. Chiwanga brought something into the whole administration. Mm-hmm. And he says, if we beat Malawi at home, we are home and dry.
Yeah. That will be very important. Of course, Malawi will be playing against Guinea tomorrow. Let's also look at some of the groups. The groups are actually from Group A to Group M. Just quickly, Group A is Tunisia, which is on top with 6 points, Togo with 6 points, Liberia, 6 points, Djibouti, 0 points. That's a very tight group there. Group B, Central African Republic with 7 points, Congo, DR, with 6 points, Angola 4 points, and Madagascar 2 points. And of course, let's quickly rush to our group, that is Group L, where Zimbabwe is on top with 8 points, followed by Swaziland, of course, with 5 points. We'll give you more information on the groups from A to M. Mr. Mugadza, please do stay on the line. And I don't know if we have Muzuwetu Hadebe. Please do stay on the line. And our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.
We also have Nkoma Joshua. Please stay on the line.